Australia may have a reputation as a beer-guzzling nation, but consumption of beer has actually been falling since the 1970s. Despite that, there's one section of the beer market that is actually growing. Discerning drinkers are driving up demand for craft or boutique beer. Kath McAloon reports the change in beer tastes is leading to a revival of hops farming.
In a former woolen mill in the Victorian town of Geelong, tens of thousands of litres of beer are swirling through an industrial-sized kettle on their way to the bottling line. Warren Pawsey has been working in the beer industry for 20 years and is head brewer at Geelong's new Little Creatures Brewery.
See that liquid going around? So this vessel extends down well below us, so that's the liquid level there. So there's 20,000 litres of 100-degree sweet wort in there now.
Wow.
That's about to go to the fermenter through the heat exchanger, last brew of the day.
Little Creatures started in Western Australia before being bought out by multinational beverage giant Lion. Lion has recently spent millions of dollars setting up a modern brewery in an old 1920s woolen mill to supply growing demand for their beer from the East Coast. It's a sign of confidence in the craft beer sector, which is increasing its market share at a time when beer consumption is dwindling. Bureau of Statistics figures show Australian beer consumption has been dropping steadily and is now at its lowest point in more than 60 years.
A lot of people are trying different beers. They're interested in beers. It's not something you just have after mowing the lawn. It's something to be savoured and flavours to be enjoyed. While people in general are drinking less, they are drinking different types of beer. When I first started, everyone wanted mainstream beer. Nobody wanted to drink anything different. They wanted what they knew. Now the customer really wants to try different things, really wants to be engaged in a new style of beer. They might have read about it, they might have travelled and tasted it. So if you tell them this is a beer that is made like a German ale, I'd say, I've been to Dusseldorf, I've had that beer, you know, well, this is my interpretation. So, and the internet as well. The internet's really helped with people understanding that there are different things and wanting to try these different things. First we have Bright Ale. So you can see your fingers through that. So that beer's been completely filtered. And then we have Pale Ale, which is a little bit cloudy, but you can see it's got a little bit more red colour. See, that one's a bit pale gold, yeah, and this has got a little red hue, so that's that caramel malt. And then we've got the dark ale.
Which is your favourite?
Whichever one's open in front of me. Now there's three of them, so I'm confused.
Melbourne brewer Dave Benighton started the Mountain Goat Brewery nearly 17 years ago when the Australian craft brewing scene was in its infancy. He's a member of the recently formed Craft Beer Industry Association.
It's hard to get hard numbers on the segment, but we think it's growing by at least 15% per year for the last sort of 3 years or so. And in a beer market that's actually in overall decline, to see a segment grow by that much over those few years is really encouraging for us.
You mentioned that you saw this sort of trend in the United States. What's continued to happen over there?
It's kept on growing. It's gone from strength to strength. It's growing as fast as it's ever grown. Craft beer's captured about 7% of the market over there, whereas we're sort of around the 2.5 to 3%. So we think a lot of the countries that we would compare ourselves to, we have quite a small craft beer segment, so there's quite a lot of opportunity.
Dave Benighton says full-flavoured beers that rely heavily on hops are creating a buzz among beer drinkers at the moment.
There are styles of beers, India Pale Ales, for instance, Pale Ales, that are really kind of sexy at the moment, these styles, and they're all centred around hops. If you're good at using your hops and if you've got good hops, good characterful hops to begin with, you're well on your way to making a really distinctive craft beer.
That drive for distinction means craft brewers are using 3 to 4 times more hops, litre for litre, than mainstream brewers. The cones or flowers of the hops plant are dried and sometimes made into pellets to be added during the brewing process. And the thirst for beer with hoppy flavour is flowing back to the farm. In the Ovens Valley in Victoria's northeast, they're gearing up for the hops harvest.
We're passing through a few tractors and that we're getting ready for harvest. And then we drive around past our implement shed, which has all our harvest machinery in there getting ready to go.
Alan Monsheen is the third generation of his family to grow hops here at the foot of Mount Buffalo. Alan and his wife Gail manage the Ross Trevor Hops Garden, which was established in the late 1800s.
We've seen a massive change. We've moved now to a lot more of the aroma flavoured hops. I guess there's a big drive in the craft brewing sector for these type of varieties. Traditionally, hops were grown for just bittering of the beer. Now our hops like Galaxy and that are grown for actually the flavour as well as the bittering.
It's been a very quick change around in the last few years. We replanted probably 2/3 of this farm in the last 5 years with these new flavour varieties. It's market driven by what the craft brewers want. The other thing that it's opened up, I think, as Alan said, more people are tasting beers, but a lot more females are too, and enjoying them. We're quite excited that we can get young females to drink beer.
Is it an exciting time to be involved in growing hops?
Well, it is exciting because we've been through periods where it has been very unexciting and very difficult times to sustain the industry. And now we've got these new varieties that the world market wants. You can see a future, and not just Alan's and my future, but for future generations in the hop industry, which is very good.
Gail Monsheen from the Ross Trevor Hops Garden, ending that report by Kath McAloon.